Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Wisconsin next Wednesday. In the afternoon, he will discuss the GOP tax plan at the Wisconsin Center in an event presented by the pro-Trump group America First Policies. Then in the evening, he will headline a fundraiser for Scott Walker. Attorneys for both Marquette University and suspended political science professor John McAdams presented their cases to the state Supreme Court on Thursday. McAdams was suspended without pay after publishing a blog post with the name and a link to the blog of a student with whom he disagreed. Later, that student received harassing emails and at least one death threat. Read number two. Milwaukee area students are participating in a walkout on the anniversary of the Columbine High School mass shooting. Students at Oconomowoc and Shorewood High School and Rufus King are participating in what is a national walkout against gun violence. The 2018 schedule for the Green Bay Packers has been released. The season kicks off with the oldest rivalry in pro football as the Bears come to Lambeau on September 9th. Preseason at Lambeau Field begins 4 weeks earlier against the Titans. The Brewers leveled the Marlins 12-3 yesterday. They take them on again tonight at 6:10 at Miller Park. And the Bucks return home two games behind the Celtics tonight at 8:30 at the BMO Harris Center. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Keith Gosted. New Milwaukee Police Chief Morales' appointment came amid objections from two Milwaukee aldermen. Terry Witkowski and Robert Bauman cited the city attorney, claiming the commission violated open meetings laws when the Fire and Police Commission appointed Morales. Morales was sworn in on April 6th. Tony Evers' claim of Walker making over $1 billion in cuts to education has been given a rating of mostly false by PolitiFact. However, in breaking down the number, it was noted that it took 5 years to return to the base level of funding schools were at when Walker took over. It can be argued that Walker took a total of $1.7 billion from schools over that period. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Milwaukee area students are participating in a walkout on the anniversary of the Columbine High School mass shooting. Students at Oconomowoc, Shorewood High School, and Rufus King are participating in what is a national walkout against gun violence. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Wisconsin next Wednesday. In the afternoon, he will discuss the GOP tax plan at the Wisconsin Center. Then he will attend a fundraiser for Scott Walker.